We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Well, no, they're supposed to be dining shacks. Controversy in the village after video surfaced of a couple using one for an entirely different purpose. 1010 Winds' Glenn Shuck has a story from the village.
Many outdoor dining sheds have been abandoned but are still standing throughout the city. Some are being used by the homeless to sleep or even used as a bathroom. But in the case of the Silver Apricot restaurant, first reported by the Post, the owner has reached out to the NYPD with video showing homeless people having sex inside. Now, whatever is going on, this man who works in the block just wants those who are in here to get some help.
Enough isn't done for a lot of people who need stuff done.
This woman who is homeless briefly spoke to me saying that it's not just sex happening here, there's drug use.
Other people take pills, people take methadone, people smoke crack. I just go to sleep.
Whatever's going on here, the restaurant wants it to end. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, in the West Village.
A promise of help for migrants from Texas as Mayor Adams slams the governor who sent them to the city. 1010 Winds' Samantha Liebman has a story in this live report from City Hall.
And Kathleen, there were fewer than expected, only 14 on the bus that arrived early Sunday morning at Port Authority. The second bus last week of migrants admittedly being sent here by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. They were met this time by the mayor himself.
We are going to set the right message, the right tone of being here for these families.
This is the city's shelter system is already stressed. The mayor saying New York was not where some of them even wanted to go.
They were forced on the bus with the understanding that they were going to other locations that they wanted to go to. And when they tried to explain, they were not allowed to do so.
The city helping them get to the right destination where they may have family. Meanwhile, the mayor trying to get help from the White House as more migrants are expected. Mayor Adams also asking Governor Greg Abbott to at least communicate with City Hall. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live at City Hall.
New details today about the Bronx couple who fell to their deaths from their sixth-floor apartment over the weekend. The man's been identified as Albanian actor and screenwriter Florlind Biliu. 35-year-old and his 28-year-old wife fell from the apartment on Pelham Parkway in Morris Park around 9 a.m. on Saturday. Witnesses told reporters they heard shouting just before the fall. Police said to be looking into the idea that they accidentally fell during an argument. Their two children were inside and unhurt. So far, there's no official ruling on a cause of death. Police are investigating. A stabbing at the subway stop outside Yankee Stadium yesterday. Victim Leo telling Channel 7 he was waiting for the D train at the 161st Street station around 1:30 p.m. when a guy got too close to him.
I had to let him know, like, excuse me, little, you know, young man, get out my personal space. I'm not the one to be bothered today. You know, I had a long day. It's hot. I looked back once. He didn't move. I looked back again. He's still not moving.
Then he says the guy stabbed him in the back. Leo says he believes the man could tell he was gay and attacked him because of it. Police say they are not, so far, investigating this as a hate crime. They have released a picture of the suspect and urge anybody with info to call Crime Stoppers. He was in the water after hours at Rockaway Beach and ended up in handcuffs. That's what a Queens man says happened to him. Andre Velasquez telling Galphimist he is baffled and traumatized. He was just trying to cool off when he was waiting just after 7 p.m. off Beach 97th Street when he was swarmed by at least a half dozen parks officers, he says. He refused to hand over his driver's license so they could write him a summons, and he says they threw him down and cuffed him. The Parks Department says after-hours swimming is extremely dangerous and arrests are only made in rare circumstances. They say Velasquez was non-compliant for a half hour, which he denies. It has been a tough summer so far for the Parks Department with staffing shortages and beach closures. There were two drownings off Rockaway Beach in June, and one was during a time when lifeguards would have normally been on duty. A deadly scooter crash on the Henry Hudson Parkway. 48-year-old woman heading uptown on that gas-powered scooter just before 10 p.m. Saturday. lost control, hit the center divider, and went into the path of a motorcycle. She died. She wasn't wearing a helmet. The motorcyclist survived. Big deadline in New York's second primary of the summer comes today. Anybody who wants to vote absentee has to get their ballot request in. Remember, New York has two primaries this summer because a court threw out the original redistricting maps for Congress and state Senate, pushing the vote back to August 23rd. Early voting for the second primary begins on Saturday and ends on August 21st. City officials advise folks to double-check their polling places because they may be different. Tire slasher on the loose in Queens. Police say dozens of cars were vandalized around 4 a.m. at 42nd Avenue in Bayside early yesterday. This driver told NBC4 her car was just damaged a few days earlier. Now this.
So I got the car Saturday morning. This morning, Sunday morning, four tires. About $1,200.
Police now looking for suspects.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.